Welcome, bienvenue à un autre épisode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, a.k.a. MrShutUpPodcast.com, a.k.a. Le Grand Papa B, a.k.a. Gaston Lucien Big Daddy Labrador. All right, today's episode is being recorded on unceded. That means for you white folks, stolen, unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on this day, April 9, 2026. It's a Wednesday. Oh no, excuse me. It's a Thursday. Jesus Christ! I woke up this morning, and I had no idea. There was a brief moment where I had no idea what day of the week it was. The only thing I knew for sure, it wasn't a Monday, but it was fucking me up. But anyways, got my days fucked up. Thursday. We're recording on a Thursday. All right, today's episode is also rated R and F. The F is for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. This podcast ain't for you. Excuse me. May not be for you. Who knows? Might stop being a cracker-ass cracker throughout the episode. Who knows? All right. So shout out to all you listeners. Yeah, thank you for hanging out. And before we do anything past this point, I'm going to ask you to applaud yourselves. Applaud like you mean it. Because if you're part of my target demographic, you're probably like me, a little silly, and also in a bad habit or in this habit of applauding everyone except your own self. And if this happens to be your first time listening to this podcast, welcome. Yay! That's right, welcome. That also includes those of you who may have clicked on this podcast by mistake, thinking I was the other Shut Up Podcast. Yeah, no, stick around. There's Shut Up Podcast. I'm Shut Up Podcast. Anyways, yeah, stick around. Here's hoping you stick around and something in this episode resonates and allows us to make history. ShutUpPodcast.com is the website, and ShutUpPodcast411@gmail.com is the email address. Episode 332. Wow, why is the number 3 easier to pronounce in French than in English? I mean, I know the answer, but I mean, it's a rhetorical question. Why? 332. On today's episode, I'll be talking about whether or not I love my own podcast. Stick around. But before we do any of that, we'll do some quotes and some randomness.
Message.
I mean, I meant to say. I'll explain why I made that. Why I fumbled that up. Yes, some quotes and some randomness. Yeah. All right, okay. This quote I found in the book Revolutionary Suicide by Huey P. Newton. But he's quoting now Ralph Ellison. And it goes, "All my life I had been looking for something in everywhere I turned, someone tried to tell me what it was. I accepted their answers too, though they were often in contradiction and even self-contradictory. I was naive, I was looking for myself, and asking everyone except myself questions which I, and only I, could answer. It took me a long time and such a painful boomeranging of my expectation to achieve a realization everyone else appears to have been born with. That I am nobody but myself."
Message!
There we go. Yeah. All right, yeah, that's the only quotable for today's episode. But I'll get to that in randomness. So this concludes quotables. Let's jump into, what's the other section called? Randomness.
So, you're a philosopher?
Yes.
All right, we begin. Okay. And before I talk about the book, I need to... last episode, Jesus Christ, I'm going to have to look up the name of my old episode. 300, I'm trying to get into the habit of plugging my previous episodes. The Meaning of Easter to an Ex-Christian. Oh, that was a corny title. Stop it. That was a very good title. Positive reinforcement. All right. So a lot, I think, who knows, maybe this might be a habit, but on the previous episode, 331, it was just raw, unfiltered thought. The thing about me is I don't know what I'm going to say until I see it. I don't know what I want to say until I see it. So what you heard was just me searching through my brain, making sense of a thought and a feeling. And now after I said what I said, I can just give you the TLDR version of it. The too long didn't read. And it's pretty much, or I said a lot of things, but the biggest takeaway from what I said was the realization of never feeling safe. My resentment with Christianity is I never felt safe as a Christian or with other Christians being myself. And, okay, I won't go too long, but I do remember all those times as you're growing up, right? And you have parents who don't understand concept or who didn't grow up on understand that a child needs validation. They didn't grow up with that either. So, you know, you can't teach what you don't know. But they didn't know that how much I wanted validation from them. And the easiest way to get that is to practice their religion. So I was a kid who would probably recite Bible verses or tell my dad, hey, I went to church today, but it was just to get that, good job, boy, good job. Now, let me see your grades. You know what I mean? It was just, so as I grew up, it just became this thing of Christianity added to the idea that I constantly needed to perform for people to gain their acceptance. I've made that equation. Now, please don't write in talking about, well, that's not what Christianity is about. I'm just speaking my truth. I'm my honesty, right? If Christianity is working for you, high five, good for you. And that's exactly the problem. The fact that I got a PTSD that I know as soon as you make any kind of criticism about Christianity, instead of absorbing it, taking in information, I'm expecting some asshole to show up with some contradiction, to be like, no, or to be defensive about it. Anyways, I'm just keeping it real with these folks. Keeping it real with these folks, because that's what I do on this podcast. My goddamn podcast. That's what I do. Keep it real.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
Right. What did I say? Okay. I wrote, this is supposed to be a quick episode because I want to watch episode six, season two of Paradise. I've been, a lot of people have been talking about it. Actually, I have a friend, she put me on to Paradise. And first season, I was like, yeah, whatever. I enjoyed it. I mean, it was all right. But season two is really, like, gripping. And the more you watch an episode, the more you're like, what the fuck happens next? So if you're looking for good TV, I would recommend Paradise. And, to check it out. Right. I have a crush on one of the characters on there. And I'm not sure it's because she's crazy. I feel like I'm a moth attracted. Is it a moth? Yeah, attracted to fire, to light, whatever, man. But yeah, man, she's all wrong for me. She's the kind of character that if I introduced her to you, you'd be like, red flag, homeboy, and I'd be like, you know, you're just jealous. Anyway, yeah, anyways. I'm looking forward to my incentive to try to wrap this up is because I want to watch an episode of Paradise.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
All right. Okay. All right. Now, before I talk about revolutionary suicide, I need to talk about how a friend put me on to, what's you call that? A friend put me on to sci-fi fantasy books. And actually, no, that's not true. That's not true. Okay, what happened? I put myself onto sci-fi because I was looking for escapism from the crazy world that we live in. Sometimes, some of my favorite podcasts, I have to take a break from listening because I need to take a break from the news or the world that we live in. Look, I'm a sensitive soul. I'm highly sensitive. Other people's pain becomes my pain. And from the sake of my own sanity, I need to take a break. Hence why I got into sci-fi, sci-fi fantasy. Now, my homegirl put me on to the Red Rising series. I've spoken a lot about it on this podcast. And it's so good that I've reread it. I reread the first book 3 times. Okay, you know, for those who need to be picky up with me, it's like, yeah, the audio book, right? I've, oh shit, and then there's the graphic audio version. I recommend it. It's like a movie in your mind. Now that's their catchphrase. Oh my God. I'm giving you this long story to say that I've reread it and now I feel like a junkie. I'm like my vein. I'm like, come on, man. I need more. Like I reread it and now I don't know what to do with my life. What's interesting is how when I read the first book, or when I was introduced to the first book, I was skeptic about it. I'm skeptic about everything, man. I want to compare it to, shout out to those of you who've been in shitty relationships, but it's like going on a date and expecting to be disappointed or being fear of being disappointed. I'm worried about starting a new book and being fucking bored out of my mind. And, but it happens. Sometimes it takes a while for a book to be in there. Like, I need to just get myself out there when it comes to sci-fi. Anyway, there's a lot of recommendations. I'll get into it right now, but none of them can do me like Red Rising did me. Wow. I'm getting pegged by a book. Anyway, yeah. So, yeah, I look forward to starting a new book and, there's so many thoughts I could say. You know what? I could bring up about it. Anyway, whatever. So yeah, I'm looking for a new sci-fi book to start.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
In the meantime, now this is where I talk about Revolutionary Suicide. As I mentioned, I have both the book Revolutionary Suicide. I read the book a very long time ago in my teens. And back then I was convinced I knew everything I needed to know about the world. I thought I was going to be Huey P. Newton. No, I didn't. But I mean, you know what I mean? I was on that revolutionary mindset as I went to my corporate office job, my corporate office jobs, so to speak. Anyways, so I have the book and I also purchased the audiobook because I want to revise it. Actually, I had it downloaded on my phone for a while, but like I said, I needed to take a break from reality, so I got it to sci-fi. So I am going through it again, but I'm going through it slower than I did, let's say, Red Rising. Not because I'm anti-black, not because I'm less black, not because I don't deserve, not because I'm trying to get points taken away from my black card. Please don't do that. It's more that, yeah, the kick. I'm on this sci-fi trip. And also, I read the book already. But no, okay. At the beginning, like I was stuck on sci-fi shit, so it took me a while to make progress in the book. I finally got to a part in the book where Huey, because it's a little like biographical. Let me see what it says at the back. October 17, year founding of the Black Panther. You guys know who Huey P. Newton is, right? I should prerequisite. The co-founder of the Black Panthers. Anyways, he growing up, he used to be my idol. I remember first it was Spider-Man, then it was Transformers, and then I became a teenager. And I'm like, Huey P. Newton is the man, because he was a badass, and not just the shit that he did with the police, but yeah, whatever. Anyway, oh my God. The parts of the book where it is still like close to the beginning is where he talks about how he got, what's the word I should, I'm going to use, I was going to say into politics. By the way, that's an episode that was episode 330 Not into politics. I talk about that. But anyways, that's a longer, different conversation. And yeah, he talks about how he was radicalized. And so I've been enjoying his journey. I'll let you read it for yourself. But reading, the fact that he loved to read was a big influence on him. Also, simply being black. Simply being black and noticing that, hey, why is my dad working so hard or he's got to deal with these bullshit and things like that? Look, I think if there's a call to action to this randomness, to this segment of this podcast, is if you are radicalized, take the time to appreciate how you got there, how you got here. And remember that. And think about it when you're going to try to educate, enlighten the less enlightened. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm saying that yelling at someone to get into politics doesn't help. Shaming them doesn't help. We need folks to like educate, civilize the uncivilized, educate the uneducated. Speak truth to stupid. You know what I mean? This shit like that. So I'm just take the time to like reflect on that shit before you beat the shit out of someone for. You know, I was gonna say for voting for Trump. It's the folks who voted for Trump ain't shit you could do with them. Like they're on their own. It's like an addiction. Like treat them like they're addicted to crack or stuck in a cult. Well, they are in a cult. They have to like. Walk out of that shit themselves. Your only hope are the people who are like, I don't mean fuck politics. Well, you gotta make it about politics. I don't know. One of my homegirls, she was telling me about a friend of hers who was dating an ultra conservative guy. And you know, these conservative type, they love the whatever, right? And to her, she was just like, I'm just following along. Like no self. No self, not worth, no self, like an idea of who she, like no self-reflection type person. But she's patient with her. When she asks questions, she answers it. And she says, you know, and tries to explain certain patterns. It's like, yeah, my boyfriend, he's into Joe Rogan. It's like, eh. Like, I don't know how to explain, you know, he's problematic and things like that. But it's. I guess I'm just saying I like her approach. She's not trying to convert her. She's just, you got question, I'll answer them. But yeah, man, but there's this video I just recently watched. I might share it in the link. So the video is, I guess it takes place in a comedy club, in a comedy show. And I don't know who the name of the artist, they don't describe it, right? And who you see is there's a woman, she's like cussing some dude out. And basically she said, yo, man, you're fucking misogynist. It's, you can tell like the majority of the people in the crowd are like women, and the comedian, she's a woman, and it's this dude, and I guess the idea is he's being an asshole. He's being an asshole, and a homegirl had enough. And she's like, yo, man, you're being rude. You're being a dick. Get the fuck out. You don't need to leave. And finally, at some point, the comedian finally catches on, say, what's going on? What's going on, ladies? You know, but comedian style, it's like throws a few jokes in there. What's going on? And then she says, yo, this dude's being an asshole. And turns out, everyone agrees. It's like, yeah. And long story short, they throw him out. But as they throw him out, he's with his girl. First thing you see, it's his girl, and she's like in tears, and she walks out with him. And your first question is, what the fuck are you doing dating a piece of shit? Why the fuck? What were you thinking bringing this asshole to a show he's not made for? That's the word I'm looking for. Lack of self-awareness. Some serious lack of self-awareness. He gives me good dick. I'm trying to convert it. I don't know, whatever, man. But it is wild, these couples who get together and differ when it comes to politics. Well, usually the people who differ in politics is the it's one who's like a piece of shit on that, yeah, man, I think Charlie Kirk had some point. You know, he's like that. He or she is like that. And the other one is he's like, I'm not into politics. Well, you're kind of co-signing this piece of shit. Anyway, here's hoping homegirl learns a lesson and is going, you know what? I'm done. I could do better than being with a piece of shit who I can't take out in front of my friends or get them to enjoy into politics. Okay, you know what? I'm some folks, and I've been there too, because I've been there. But there's some folks who would rather be with a piece of shit than being alone. And at some point, they figure out that I deserve better.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
What the fuck was I talking about? Oh, yes, I was talking about revolutionary suicide and the book and how I'm enjoying it. Yeah, and that's how I ended up with that quote from Revolutionary Suicide. I forgot. All right, okay. Last topic. Okay, let me, because I can make this one longer. You know what? All right, I'm gonna dedication to the 3GO podcast, a favorite podcast of mine that I consume a lot, and they're going through this journey where they're just trying to grow their podcast, and one of the hosts on there, he keeps saying, actually, and it's common for podcasters to like encourage. Say, hey, get your friends to listen to this podcast. Tell your friends about a podcast and yada, 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 you know, like a pastor. Tell your friend about church and shit like that. And me sitting, like, I understand the need to, like, grow your audience. But me sitting as the audience, if I'm honest and I'm thinking about my own podcast when I say this, is I don't like telling people about podcasts I listen to unless they ask. That's one thing. Two, I just remembered part of what birthed Shut Up Podcast, my own podcast, was being a huge fan, I mean, still am, of the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. And I remember when I first discovered them, I was telling my friends about it because I was just like, wow, they're these black people and they say black people shit. Yo, you should, because you're black, you should listen to it. You know, I was telling all my friends about them, about it. You know, they'd chuckle. They'd be like, oh, they said that? Really? Oh, okay, cool. And then that's it. And then they would ignore me. And it was frustrating trying to promote this podcast because I wanted to have something in common. It was so frustrating. I'm like, yo, if I'm going to put so much energy to promote a podcast, you folks ain't going to listen. I might as well start my own podcast. You know what I mean? Yeah. But all this to say, if I do talk about your podcast to someone else, it's never a sales pitch. It's usually conversation. It's usually throughout a conversation. Like, I will say, if they say a joke, 3GO, Black Guy Who Tips, whatever, if they say a joke, I will say, oh, it's like what they said on, it's like what Rod or what Randolph or Andy or Mike B, you know, Karen said on this episode. I will repeat a joke and give you the credit. If you make an opinion, a strong opinion, I will reference your podcast. But that's as far as I'm going to go. Now, I got to think about this. You know, okay, I'm going to get to it, but I was thinking about, like, on the flip side, because I'm very, like, on my own podcast, I'm very vulnerable, and a part of me, it's like, yeah, don't tell my business to people as I put my business out there. It is kind of weird. Do I want you quoting? It's funny. I'm less about having you promote my podcast to folks. I'm more about you hearing what I say and being like, yo, I know what you mean. I've been there. I know what it's like. Saying shit that resonates. Now, cool if you like tell your therapist about it, but that's interesting. Okay, I need to revisit this idea about promoting podcasts. But I'm going to wrap up this randomness section because the final say in today's episode is going to relate to podcast growth and, well, my own podcast. Yeah, whether or not I love my own podcast. All right, so, well, first of all, wrap up this randomness section.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes.
All right, and let's jump to, final say. All right, we are talking about the question, do I love my podcast or not? Today's segment was inspired by two things. One, there is someone on Reddit in the podcasting section asked the question, Morales, how do you keep up the energy to keep going? And I'll just read the description. It goes, you've just got to find your audience. No one's an overnight success, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, the whole success is not a destination. It's a journey. All right, I'll keep reading. It's just quite demoralizing when you see people putting out content similar, and they have far greater numbers. It's possible I'm just too pessimistic. I know what that's like, because my numbers are slowly growing, but I want to be full time and successful now. Damn it, Mister. Okay, yeah, I assume his pronoun is a he. His name's Mr. Bobby Freakout. Oh, last line. What do you do to keep up morale? So I meant to respond to that. I was at work when I saw it. And I meant to respond to it. But what I'm going to do is just say it out loud. Oh, right. The second thing that inspired today's segment was my therapist simply asking, do you like your own podcast? And what's funny is, okay, do you like your podcast? And I forget what I was talking about. I probably was complaining. I probably had the similar thought that was expressed by this Redditor. Oh, by the way, I'm on Reddit. I have two accounts. Well, I have several accounts on Reddit, but the one that I'm willing to share with you is Mr. B.Black. By the time I start expressing some of my thoughts on Reddit. But anyway, where I was at. Yeah, I must have been like feeling down about podcasting or something, and then she just asked, "Yeah, do you like your podcast?" And what's funny is there was a brief moment, like I still remember that moment. There was a brief moment of her asking me that, me pausing, and feeling like every time a woman, an ex asked me, "Do you love me?" Or do you love her? And I pause. and nine times, and they always tell you, it's like, yo, this is one of those yes or no questions. Like, it's, you're supposed to know, you're supposed to feel it. Now, unfortunately, when it comes to the concept of love, I'm fucking illiterate. But I will say, because I took the time to think about it. Like, there was a pause, but I took the time to think about it. I'm laughing at me being defensive, but like, wait, what's with all these questions? You know, what are we? Anyways, yes. So answering the question, I say, yes, I do love my podcast. I love my podcast like I love my dick size. That's not true. Sorry, I wanted to talk like, what's his name? And then I love my dick's... Cappuccino? Is that his? Yeah, Cappuccino said that. I thought it was a badass line. I'm like, damn, you got to be really confident. Yeah, I mean, what's it like to be that confident in the size of your penis? But anyways, no, I'm getting serious. I realized that I love my podcast like I love my own jokes. Like when I was doing stand-up, how I used to love my own jokes. And, but what was even greater, what's the word I use? But what was next level is when I would write a joke that would make me, because, okay, I love my own jokes. I love when a joke that I write makes me laugh. Usually that's how I pick when people ask, how do you come up with jokes? Usually a silly idea will cross my mind and I'm like, there's something in there and I'll play with that idea. And at some point it makes me laugh and then I put it into paper and it becomes in rotation. So what's even greater than making me laugh is when I go on stage, try that joke, and the audience laughs with me. Oh my God, that's like, what's the word I'm looking for? Oh man, excuse me. Sun is glaring in my eyes right now. Euphoric. That's the word I'm looking for. That shit is euphoric. Now, it's been a while since I've done stand-up, but that moment of reflection of, okay, now I remember what I miss about comedy. Writing my own jokes, writing a joke that makes me laugh, believing in it, tried it on stage, and boom, getting the results that I want. So I established that, but I'm still insecure. I'm still an insecure soul. Going back to my podcast, I actually have a fear of being successful. I have a fear of, God forbid, one day checking my numbers and they're exponentially high. They are high. Fuck it, man. Or they double. Or one extra, you know, like I won't say one extra person, but I'm scared of popularity, right? The contradiction. Only you like being famous. Yeah, no, I have that fear. And part of it, one of them is, I look at some of my favorite content creator on TikTok and speaking the truth. And then one day they say something stupid or they say something that makes everyone turn on them. And, because I can picture myself having a moment of ignorance or just speaking when I shouldn't have spoken or spit out something that's uninformed and then, wow, having a wave of people wanting, like, coming at you, like you painted the picture of Muhammad type of shit like that. Do you know what I mean? Like that seriousness. Like, I have a fear of having the audience turn on me. So, yes, I know that's what's blocking my blessing. It's funny. You're podcasting. You enjoy podcasting, but you're scared of that audience. Look. what's that? How do you say it? We all self-conscious. I'm just the first one to admit it. Look, man, it's my journey, man. It's the part of you listening to this, to me on this microphone, is just talking about my journey. Sure, it's going to get boring for you. But, you know, for some of you, it might be like, no, what the fuck you talking about? I'm there too. So anyways, that's the journey that I'm struggling with. I wonder if there's probably a link between that and my inability to get back into clubs. I mean, fear is definitely part of it. But again, I'm in therapy for a reason. Getting back to that Reddit post where he says about keeping morales up, keeping your morale up, keeping your dick up. I think today what inspired me to record on or got me to get off the couch and record in the middle of the week. Yeah, I record on Wednesday, but whatever. I couldn't record on Wednesday. That's why I'm recording on Thursday. But what... two things that inspired me or like got me to record is one is I'm making a lot of improvement to the editing process. My ideal goal is to create a mechanism where after I hit record, I press a button and boom, it's published. The editing is done. I probably have to do a bit of revision in there, but the editing's done. The metadata is all written and then boop, it's all posted on the website. I'm not there yet. I don't enjoy editing. Sometimes it can be tedious every once in a while. So that's why I'm like finding ways to automate that shit. And I'm actually having a lot of fun doing that. So I'm actually looking forward to hitting stop to stop recording so I could try out this new system that I've implemented for to edit. Like there's some editing automation that I put in there. And it was fun coming up with it. So I'm looking forward to doing that. Two, testing out this on my phone, testing out this soundboard. And so far, it's fucking working. It's doing a
message.
There we go. It's doing a way better job than the other software that I tried. Well, the other one was just full of bugs. And let me find out what's it called. Hold on. Let me escape. Yes. Are you sure you want to back out of the menu? Yes. Skip the tutorial. And it's called Super Sound of no. I'm not sure what the name of the software is. But it's going good. Like I'm gonna have to pay for this shit. That's how good it is, man. It's called there's a backup feature? Damn. Show this tip again. SFX, I think that's what it's called. I thought it was called Soundboard Master. That doesn't matter. Whatever, man. If you want to know what the name of the software is, write in. ShutUpPodcast@401@gmail.com. And it's like a marriage, man. Me and this podcast. This podcast is like my wife and my kids. I mean, because I spend so much shit on this motherfucker, and I make no exceptions. And I'm enjoying the journey. I guess that's what I'm trying to get at. I'm enjoying the journey. If I was the ambitious type, I'd be more focused on promoting and things like that. But nah, I am where I am, and I'm getting the results that I'm comfortable with, I guess. So yeah, I noticed that I wrote the last line on this. So yes, to conclude, do I like my own podcast? Yes, I do. Very much so. And I'll just leave it at that. Here's hoping you have similar reflections. If you can tell, I'm trying not to go too deep. Because I leave that for Sunday's episode. But yeah, do you like your own podcast? Yes, I do. So this concludes today's episode of Shut Up Podcast. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed recording it. Website is shutuppodcast.com. Email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. I want you to remember, if you plan on writing in, write with the following context. Like, if you find yourself not liking something that I said or how I said it or whatever the fuck I talked about, please remember that it's my goddamn podcast. It's my goddamn podcast. Yeah. Well, one promise that I made myself when I made this podcast is not to treat the audience like a chick I'm trying to bang. And by that, I mean only say the things that people want to hear. Nah, I do it for me. I do it for myself. All right. As selfish as it is, I bust a nut. You don't. No, that's not true. That's not. That came out wrong. That's a bad promotion, eh? Anyways, I'll get to it. Before I end the show, I want to remind you that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts, and they're protected by the red, the black, and the green, with the red, black, and the red, blue.
Rouge et bleu. Rouge et bleu.
I represent a hold it down for black folks who grew up watching TV Ontario and Télé Québec. And possibly Soul of the City on Much Music. I also represent a hold it down for black folks who said yes when they heard Big Rube ask,
"Are you an outcast?"
This episode was rated R and F. The F is for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff record label that's a motherfucking crew. Thank you for listening, and remember, please be kind to your favorite podcast. All right. Peace.
I'm black, y'all, and I'm black, y'all, and I'm black.
I am your king now.